It's Super Password. Our special guest this week from Night Court, Florence Halleck and Richard Mall. And the star of Super Password, Bert Cundy.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Come, darling, sit down. Mr. Mall. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you, everybody. Thank you for that nice welcome, and welcome to you, to Super Password, and to you as well, Florence and Richard. You're both your first time, not your first time. You're an old-timer here.
Yes.
Yes, you're not an old-timer many places, but here, definitely an old-timer. And Florence, you are a rookie. You are brand new.
I know it.
Well, what did you think the first day?
I liked it.
You did?
Yeah.
Yeah. You said something about when we were going off the air that it was very different here than it is at home.
Oh, I'm so smart at home.
I know. I think everybody is. The funny thing is, at home, of course, you see the words, so that's why you feel so smart. But if you play at home and don't watch, don't listen to what the word is, it's hard. And then when you get here and add the pressure, and you're looking into the eyes of somebody who wants desperately to win, it's not so easy, is it?
No, it isn't.
No, it isn't. Anything you can tell me about your show? It's doing wonderfully well.
Well, we're in our third season. We're clipping right along. We're averaging around between 10 and 15 in the rankings. And we're right here on NBC. Let's all be there.
Hey. Those are words that will never cross my lips. Third year and 10 or 15 in the rankings. Maybe here, though, huh? We're going to do it. Maybe the Super Password. Why not? Okay, we're ready to go. Here comes Wendy and Dell to start us off today. Let's go, gang, shall we? Hi, Wendy. Oh, that's pretty. Wow, beautiful. Hi, Dell. Okay, Dell is our challenger. He has yet to score, but he just arrived, so we'll start with you today, sir.
How are you today?
I'm very well, and you?
I'm fine. It's a new day, a new game,
new beginning.
Better clues.
Yes, better.
I'm Dell Hinckley.
Dell Hinckley. Nice
I live in Santa Monica. I do public relations work. I like to fish. I like to go golfing.
Golfing you've added to the fishing now.
Oh, yes.
You have a good time.
Yeah, I do.
Do you
I
not work all the time? Fun. You part-time?
Yes. I work part-time. Yes.
Oh, no. Good job. I'm not going to get much information.
Hey, there's a lot of part-time jobs available these days.
There are.
Yeah.
Yeah? Can you turn me on to one of them?
Wait a minute.
Sure. Yeah.
Wait a minute. I got my evenings free, you know.
Okay. All right.
Okay, good luck to you, Dell. Wendy is our current champion, and you bet she has $6,100. That's right. She's our current champion. Not bad. You didn't know the total. Okay. Tell us all about yourself.
Well, my name is Wendy Muscariello. I've been married 8 months as of today. And my wonderful husband, Sam, is not only a terrific guy, he cooks, he cleans, he irons.
I think I'm going to be sick here.
I mean, I've got a winner.
Terry's out there saying, I want him, I'll take him. He does all those things, huh?
He does all that, yeah, doesn't complain.
Do you cook at all, Wendy?
Oh, yeah, I love to cook. We share the duties. I mean, he doesn't do them strictly alone.
I see. He's an 80s guy, you know
exactly.
What I mean?
Exactly. We have an 80s marriage.
80s marriage.
Yes. Yeah.
Do you believe in 80s marriages, Florence?
I don't know.
I believe a person should get divorced by the time they're in their 70s.
Thank you. Thank you for that pearl of wisdom, Richard. And with that, we shall begin today's proceedings. Where are we, I wonder? We're going to play the cash word, which is where... I know why, because I hear that little noise. Tells me that Wendy has just won the $200 puzzle. She leads $300 to zero for Dell at this point. The cash word is worth $1,000. It is your opportunity, I think the first time, Florence,
yes,
for you to handle the magic toaster. Now, we're going to turn it this way so it doesn't look like Wendy can see it, and she can't. We'll show the folks at home what the cash word is, and you'll have three chances to tell her. And if you push that down, you'll see your word. And we're ready for clue number one.
Courageous.
Vigor.
Clue number two.
Gallant.
Brave.
Third and final clue.
Brave.
Oh, it's not a word that comes to you, into use all the time anymore, does it? All the thing I could think of was cartoon. Prince.
Charming.
No, no, it was Valiant. So even then, it wasn't going
to
happen.
You were trying to sort of get it on the first guess when you said Vigor. You had it in the back
Vigor,
of your mind.
Yeah, we all saw the V. We thought, too bad. Next time, the cash would be worth $2,000. With our score, $300 for Wendy, zero for Bill. To this point, we'll change partners, gang, and come right back and play some more and get things going. We're playing for $20,000 over there.
Well,
absolutely. We're back. This is the $300 puzzle coming up, and Dell, if you're going to get in there, this is the time.
Okay.
We are playing for $20,000, so there's a lot of money at stake. Don't want you to feel the pressure, though. Florence, you and Richard are going to be given the clues, so here comes the first word of the $300 puzzle. There it is. Florence, will you lead us off, please?
Zostic.
Heavy?
Richard?
Meaty.
Beefy.
Okay, Florence.
Heavy.
Fat.
Okay, fourth and final clue.
Heavy.
Enormous.
Isn't there a bag?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Let me give it the other one. Trash can liners.
Hefty.
Yes, but nobody, we'll put that on the board. We've had 36
it's a
clues.
It's a word, though, right?
Yeah, I believe so. All I could think of, Gene, you'll appreciate it, was Neil Hefty. Okay, oh, yeah. Put him on the board. Nobody guesses. Okay, there it is. Next word, please. Not bad, huh? Some of you people know what I'm talking about, unfortunately. Florence?
40s.
50s.
Yes, that's right. You look sort of bewildered there. Seemed too easy, didn't it? You have it. Hefty and 50s. Dell, you need this one. Your guess.
Is it Neil?
Is it Neil? No, no, no. See, I give it away all the time. But if it was Neil Hefty, then there'd be something radically wrong here. Okay, next word, please. I thought I was safe with that one. Florence, if you will.
Raymond.
Oh, Richard.
Aaron.
Burr.
Yes.
Beautiful.
Very good.
My compliments.
Which one did you get it from?
Remember Aaron Burr, though?
Okay.
Remember Aaron Burr?
Of course, of course I remember Aaron Burr. And the bang, absolutely.
Is
really?
No.
Hefty, 50s, and Burr for the game, Wendy.
Is it
Ironsides? No! I said it like it was gonna be, didn't I? Well. Oh.
I know.
Well, it's about time.
Me too. Okay, next word, please. Okay, Richard.
Offense.
Defense.
Right, correct. Very nice. Hefties. 50s, Burr, and defense, or defense, Wendy, for the game. Okay, I think most, you know, Florence, do you know what it is, Dell?
No, I don't.
You don't know. Do you know, Richard?
I made it wrong.
You know, and I do too. Okay, well, I think you're probably right. Next word, please. This is it, gang. Here's your last word to go up on that board. Richard?
Lawyer.
Attorney.
Exactly. Okay. Here we go. We have Hefty, 50s, Burr, defense, attorney, Wendy for the game.
I know the show and I can see it, but I just can't.
Can't think of it. Richard, for
is
you.
It Perry Mason?
For the game, is it Perry Mason? Yes, it is. You need that.
Yes.
You didn't have it, huh, Dell?
Finally. Yeah. I had to do a stall for about 15 seconds until they did it. You did.
Okay. We congratulate Wendy. You've done it again. And Dell, you haven't, and I'm sorry. But we'll have some prizes for you. I know Gene's going to load you up with something. Thanks for being with us. I'm sorry. Good luck to you. We're going to be right back after this commercial message and go over there. And Richard and Wendy are going to play for 20,000 big ones. See you in a moment. You did it. My golly, you did it.
Very good. I didn't know if you could hear up on Aaron. You didn't know what Aaron Burr was.
It's so sensual, huh?
Yes. Hi.
This is great,
it is, yes. I just said to Wendy, you mind if I squeeze your shoulder pad for luck? I mean, it's I think it's a great look, by the way. I did say that. All right, here we are. Wendy, third time. You're back for the third time. You just let that money get up there. I know you. You've got 10 words beginning with M and continuing through V. M through V, all right? Everyone you get right, I'll give you $100. If you get them all, I will give you $20,000. That's all. Richard, this is the big one.
Okay.
You have 60 seconds, sir, and you know well how to do this. Let's take a look at your first word, please. There it is. Okay. Good luck, Wendy.
Thank you.
Ready and go.
Planet.
Mars.
Speedster.
Maserati.
Pass.
In.
Plants.
Nitrogen.
Nurse. Pass.
Oh.
Court.
Order.
P.
Bird.
Peak. Pelican. Penguin.
Arctic.
Q.
Pie.
Quaker.
Cheese. Pie.
Quiche.
Yes. Thank you.
R.
Juliet.
Romeo.
S.
Look.
Seek.
Seek. Gaze.
Stare.
T.
Today.
Tomorrow.
You. Oh, my.
Lord.
Let me see what we had here. We had troubles, what we had. We had the first one, M. You changed.
Yeah, I know. I shouldn't have changed.
No, you have to. If you don't think you're going to get it, you have to change quickly.
Wait, is Mercury a planet, or did I make that up?
Mercury.
You made that up, but it was a good one to
it's
make
It's not
up.
A planet. No wonder you didn't get it.
It is a planet.
Yeah, it's a planet.
It is a planet.
No, no, it's
of
a planet.
Of course it's a planet.
Yes. It's a planet, and then you switch to Speedster, which was fine.
Which is, yeah,
no,
except
that
it's
was
two,
okay.
It's confusing. It's two different categories.
Yeah, you know, it's funny, because when you said planet, I'm thinking I was sold the other way, that it never occurred to me.
I should have stuck with planet. I should have gone, planet, darn it! She would have gotten it.
That would have done it. But then the second one was nursery. You said the plants, and then you, yes. And then you never got to Utah and Vulture. You got to six words. Is that what it was? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Well, it adds $600 to your total. You have $7,000. It's not bad, but Super Password is now worth $25,000. And believe it or not, you can come back again. We'll see if you do. And we'll be back in a moment. I hope you'll come back.
I was going to say thermometer.
It's so funny that my mind did not go to planet. We didn't need it. I never think of my dream. Okay. We are back. We're back. We cannot seem to give away that big prize over there at the end. We have $25,000 up for grabs. Somebody's going to have to take it soon. Wendy, you've been over there three times now, right? Well, you can go two more times, as you know. Here is someone who's going to try and get the money himself. Link, come on in, won't you please? How are you?
How are you?
Nice to meet you. Did I say it right? Link?
Link, yes. Link. Short for Lincoln.
Not Lince.
No, it's not.
That's what I thought for a moment.
You might have been Czechoslovakian or something.
No.
It's short for Lincoln.
Lincoln.
Eh? Tell us your name.
My full name is Lincoln Vanlo. I was born in Palm Springs, and I now live in Los Angeles, native Californian. I'm a full-time student, and I'm studying communications.
Not bad. Born in Palm Springs. What a nice place to grow up.
Great place. A hip place to grow up.
Hip. Yes. Very hip.
Yes.
Also hot in the summer.
Yeah, but it's a nice place.
What did you do in Palm Springs growing up? Just like, I guess, anybody knows.
Well, I was really young when I lived in Palm Springs, but my whole family, a lot of my family's out there and played a lot of golf.
So you're
So
you're a golfer for sure.
Yes.
Oh, Palm Springs is a beautiful place to be from or go to, as a matter of fact. Well, good luck to you. Welcome. Here we go, gang. Florence and Richard giving the clues. Here comes the $100 puzzle playing for $25,000. And there's the first word. And Florence, you'll start us off.
Currency.
Money.
That's right. That's the way to do it. How simple could it be? Put her on the board.
Right.
We have money on the board, Link.
Green.
Is it green? Yes, it definitely is. Next word, please. Sometimes I wouldn't know. Here we go. Florence, please.
Exotic.
Tropical.
All right, Richard.
Glitz.
Glamour.
Yes.
She got it.
Yes. You did.
I was good.
I don't know how, but you did. Oh, we have money and glamour.
I'd like to think so.
Yes, you bet. Right here, in fact.
Could it be Dynasty?
Could it be Dynasty? No.
Good guess.
Very good guess. Next word, please. You're sitting next to money and glamour, right there. Richard, please.
Hefner.
Hugh.
Florence.
Magazine.
Playboy.
That's right. That is Sean. Okay, money, glamour, and Playboy, Link.
Is it the centerfold?
Is it the centerfold? Sorry, Link. Saw your little eyes twinkle there for a moment. Next word, please. There it is. Florence, please.
Persons.
People.
That's right. Very clever to put the S on that. Persons. Very nice. Money, glamour, Playboy, and people, Link.
Is it the mansion?
Is it the mansion? I can't believe even I know what this one is.
Well, okay. I'm not sure.
And the whole staff's going, oh, yeah? I'm quite sure. Here we go. Next word, please. Florence, isn't that interesting? Not that I know, but I mean. Oh, too bad. Florence, Richard.
Hours.
Okay, Florence.
Minutes.
Seconds.
Okay, fourth and final clue, Richard.
Seconds.
Days.
Oh, word was time.
Time.
It all had to do with seconds, time. Minutes, hours, days, time. We put it on the board. Who knows what that is? Audience, what is it? Magazines. You've got all magazines there. Playboy, Time, People, Money, Glamour, Magazines. Okay, $100 puzzle. We're going to go right again. We'll try it again until we get it. I can hear you screaming at home at me. Magazines, Bert, magazines. Next word, please. If you're ready to go, here comes the first word of the new $100 puzzle. We're going to keep trying until we get it right. $25,000 up for grabs. Florence, please.
12.
Dozen.
Richard?
Noon?
Okay. Florence, it's a perfect one.
12.
Midnight.
Yes. Did you hear the opposite? I didn't know if you heard the opposite for sure. All right, here we go. We have on the board midnight. Link.
Wolfman Jack.
Is it Wolfman Jack? No, it's not Wolfman Jack. I love you, though. Thanks, everybody. Here we go. Thanks. There it is. Thank you very much. Florence, please.
Mouses.
Mice?
Ooh.
Mouses is the word, so because mice are absolutely mouses. There's no question about it. Okay.
Now, they don't get to guess.
We have midnight mice. Wendy, why don't you guess?
Is it Hickory Dickory Dock?
Is it Hickory Dickory Dock? Okay.
Couldn't get that on the board.
Couldn't, that's right. Now we're back to normal, I think. Here we go. Next word, please. Confuse me with facts. Could be time. Richard?
Halloween.
Mask?
No. Florence.
Orange.
Pumpkin.
Yes. Okay. Midnight, mice, and pumpkin, Link.
Cinderella.
Is it Cinderella? Yes. Didn't need fairy, didn't need tale. Okay. We'll come back in a moment. We finally got the $100 puzzle. Get in that shop there. See you tomorrow. Happy birthday. We're back, but only for just a little bit. We're really fresh out of time. We've still got $25,000. I wish somebody would take it. Maybe somebody will tomorrow. I hope you'll be with us tomorrow to see who does. I know Rich Florence. You'll be back tomorrow.
Yes, I will.
Thank you so much for watching. See you then. Bye, everybody.